outside of Europe. But yeah, great band.
Symphonic Prague.
Oh yeah, just one kind of Prague.
Wow.
How about you, favorite Prague?
I mean, my favorite band was Yes, of course, but that's so obvious that I'm going to remind you of the Dixie Dregs.
Oh, yeah,
They were about as complex in terms of time signatures and precision of execution as anything that you would ever hear. It wasn't always as much fun to listen to as, you know, it's...
ELP or somebody.
Occasionally ELP was fun, but... Yeah.
That would be my favorite known prog band would be ELP.
ELP.
Oh, I really liked ELP growing up.
Other than their couple hit songs, I mean,
Hey, man, I went out and bought "Welcome Back, My Friends," stuff. Which is what, like four LPs or three LPs?
Brain Salad Surgery.
Oh yeah, I love that stuff. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. Remember the cover?
Oh yeah.
Geiger, or however
you say it. Yeah.
The alien guy.
Yeah.
Well, there was a particular break in one. Dixie Dregs song. I think it was called Wharf Rat. It's going way back, but there's one particular break where the time signature is so radically different from one moment to the next, and everybody nails it immediately and perfectly.
Dang.
And I remember as a kid just listening to this and thinking, how is that even possible? Every time you put it on, you think, now I'm going to get it. I'm going to count it out very carefully. I'm going to figure it out. But no. Do you remember the Invisible Music Art Ensemble at Hampshire?
No, I do not.
They were really good. They were the best band, I would say, at Hampshire.
This is Hampshire College, Borgo and I went to school.
Yeah, back in the 80s. All the slash and burn punk bands, they would disagree. But for people who are actually studying their instruments,
mm-hmm.
instead of like being performance art.
Right, having Dinosaur play in their living room kind of thing.
Dinosaur, yeah, that's right, the Lonely Moons.
Yeah.
Invisible Art Ensemble, I think they were called. Michael Weiss on bass.
Oh, I remember Michael Weiss. He was a nice guy.
Yeah, super nice guy. An cool amazing guy. Bassist. Really, really talented. I forget the guitarist's name, but they were a whole bunch of... two of them were Hampshire kids, and the other ones were, I think, at Amherst and UMass, but they were all actual, like, full-time musicians. Oh, no. You know who's even better than that?
Yes.
Well, this conversation is kind of pointless.
Yes. That's all right.
Okay. Do you remember the band Research and Development?
Nope.
All right. Well, for listeners, these were Prague-influenced bands.
At our college,
who were extraordinarily adept at that kind of rapid playing and rapid time signature changing. And this next song is in, 7:16, briefly, and then it switches over.
Right, and sung in Esperanto.
Yeah.
Speaking of Esperanto, our next song has nothing to do with Esperanto.
Okay.
We are now going to hear from two bands called Creation.
Both of them called Creation?
Both of them called Creation. One is a UK band who had a massive hit with a very Who-sounding song called Making Time.
Okay.
Which we're not going to play because you'd recognize it. Mm-hmm. That doesn't sit well with me.
Okay.
The other is a Japanese band called Creation, who were originally called Blues Creation. And as Blues Creation put out an album called, you mentioned it earlier,
Camel.
Demon
and 11 Children.
Yes.
Oh, my favorite title.
Yeah, so so they shortened their name and became Creation. They also put out two albums with the same exact album cover.
That's lazy.
Isn't that weird? Yeah. Same exact album cover.
Just ran out of money on that one.
I don't know. Maybe it's a Japanese thing. I don't know. So anyway, this, I believe, our UK creation. I believe this is from 67. This is off a compilation of the band. It's called Our Music is Red with Purple Flashes.
Mm.
Yes. So let's, what do you say we dig it and dig it deep?
Can I join your band? I'm a hippie guy. Always stoning my heart. on your bed, I'm a heavy guy. Always stone 8 miles high. There's a vacant situation, we'll accept your reputation. Learn to march and to play, ready for the special day.
tobacco roll. Bring dynamite in a crate. Call it up and start over again. Build a town I'll be proud to show. Tobacco low. I was born in a dime. My mama died and my daddy got drunk. Let me hear to die.
Yeah, blow it
go.
Up, man.
In this place, cold. Yeah. Tobacco
was that?
Big finish. Whoa, that was awesome. That was awesome.
That is a creation from Japan, 1975. They were formerly Blues Creation, and that was Tobacco Road. I believe
Tobacco Road.
They, after this, oh, and this is the album cover they use for both their albums. It's a bunch of naked Japanese
Jeez,
kids.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Man.
They moved to Canada. Yeah. Hooked up with Felix Pappalardi, the producer of Cream and the bass player from Mountain.
Okay, I heard the Cream influence in there, actually.
Yeah, and they recorded an album with him and lived in Canada with, like, Felix and his wife and all hung out and stuff.
Whoa, it's the and stuff that you're thinking about.
Yeah, very cool. And then before that was the very mod-sounding Creation from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And that was two bands called Creation. So there you have it.
Whoa, Tobacco Road. You wouldn't think that tobacco itself would be such a, you know, motivate you to song. It's just...
Well, it's Tobacco Road, man.
Tobacco Road. It's like, that's the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, it's a tough place to live.
Yeah, blues town.
Exactly.
I guess that's the idea.
The interesting thing about Tobacco Road is that I do not think it's an old blues song. I think it was written during the classic rock era.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so funny. Pardon my absolute cultural naivete, but... it never occurred to me that there would be Japanese bands who were playing American blues rock in the 70s and trying to break into that market.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was strange when I was a kid to hear the Scorpions with their German accents.
Wow.
Rock you like a hurricane. Like, what's wrong with that guy's voice? What is it? And then somebody said, no, man, he's German. They're from Germany. Whoa, what is with this band that is not either American or English? That's so strange. But now... now that classic rock mind has enlightened me, I realized that blues and blues rock were all over the world.
They were, and they still are. They still are. So there you go.
Thanks to you.
All right, so you want to guess our next band name?
Yeah, give me a hint.
It is a wonderful place to be.
Heaven.
Close.
Paradise.
Close.
Nirvana.
Close, but it starts with a vowel.
It starts with a vowel. It's a wonderful place to be. It starts with the letter A.
Nope.
A-I.
No.
E.
No.
O.
No.
U.
Yes.
Sometimes Y.
No.
It starts with U.
Yes.
The underworld.
That's not a wonderful
My
place
underwear.
To be. No. Well, I don't know about that.
The undead. It starts with a U. It's a wonderful place to be. It is the language. Yeah, I don't know. A wonderful place to be.
All right, I'm going to turn over all the cards.
Give me some more. Just one more hint. One more hint.
It's a hard U sound at the beginning.
U.
Yes.
Utopia.
There you go. It is a wonderful place to be, right?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. So we have two utopias, one being Todd Rundgren's Utopia,
sure,
which were a wonderful band. But before that, there was a California band in 1970 called
Utopia.
Utopia. And in 1970, Utopia, you may not know this, Utopia was this.
Shame. I don't want you to walk away. I don't.
Rundgren's Utopia.
Utopia.
With Heavy Metal Kids, and that was off of...
the album...
Another One Live, I think it's
Demon
called?
Demon and 11...
No, it wasn't Demon and 11 Children. But before that Utopia, we heard Utopia with I Just Want to Make Love to You.
I just want to make love to you. How do I know that? What's the one that we always hear?
Foghat?
Yeah, Foghat.
Yeah. Foghat. Yeah, I mean, it's an old Willie Dixon song. Like, everybody has recorded it. But yeah, Foghat has, like, the real... driving one off their first album.
Yeah.
So that was that set of music, gang, all of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Barn. My name is Mike Conway. My guest name is
Borgo Pass.
And we're here for another 35 minutes. And then Bubbles in the Think Tank takes over two of the silliest hours you'll experience in your lifetime. So stay tuned for that.
It's a quality show.
It's a quality show.
It's a quality show. That's what I wanted to hear. I just like it when he says that.
Yes.
Utopia. Utopia.
Yeah. Who my boss this year.
Yeah.
Took me out to see Utopia in concert in Boston.
Damn.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Awesome
and,
boss.
Yeah, I will admit to not being a huge like Utopia guy, mainly because I grew up in Philly. Todd Rundgren is from the Philly area, and he was like a god.
Yeah,
down
Todd
there.
Is God, people used to say.
Oh, yeah, exactly, exactly. So, of course, I can't support anything that's popular. I
no,
always
yeah,
have
not
to support
that.
The...
No.
Yeah. God, no. So I sort of ignored his post-Nas stuff. Like, I really like the Nas. What is the, please is open my eyes.
N-A-Z?
Yeah, N-A-Z-Z.
What is that in a reference to?
Jesus of Nazareth.
Really? That's what it refers to?
The Naz.
He was the Naz with God-given Naz.
Yeah, it all goes back to Lord Buckley's little monologue called The Naz, which I think I played for you on
Lord Buckley.
Yeah, he was this British faux beatnik poet guy. Who did these strange orations, and he did one called the Naz. He did a hep reading of the Gettysburg Address. Huh. That's really famous.
Huh. Yeah. I always figured it had to be Jesus of Nazareth, but you know, I just never knew what the origin was.
The Naz.
Now I know.
Yep. So yeah, that was Utopia and Utopia.
So, speaking of songs that everybody knows and albums that everybody plays.
Yes.
And that you would not find cool because they're overplayed.
Yes, yes.
Pink Floyd's The Wall.
Oh, yeah.
Has now been made into an opera. Did you see this in the New York Times?
No, I did not.
There's an operatic version of The Wall.
Wow.
Like strings and operatic singing. And it's just weird as hell. It doesn't sound at all like the album.
Wow.
I saw a stage version of Tommy once where they were kind of playing Tommy, and it sounded like show tunes, but you could still say, oh, yeah, go to the mirror. But this isn't an all like The Wall. It's just kind of.
Back in the day, the London Symphony Orchestra recorded Tommy. It's like, and like packaged it in this, you know, $300 recording set thing.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They sold both copies that they made?
Yeah, I think I bought both of them at a tag sale. Wow, no, I hadn't heard that. That's really weird.
It's a strange thing to do, but
thematically,
there
it lends itself, I guess, to opera. You know, the storyline.
I suppose.
But the music? I don't know.
Yeah,
what are you going to do?
You were saying that opera had actually gotten into Italian Prague.
Oh, yeah. Big opera influence in some Italian Prague
stuff. What a strange thing indeed.
Yeah. But what are you going to do?
I don't know. Listen to it, I guess.
All right. So we just did a sort of proggy thing. Now we're going to go back to more of a hard rock thing.
Okay. Theme is bands that have the same name as other bands.
Yes. Now, you've probably heard of a guitarist by the name of Rick Derringer.
Rick Derringer. I think I've heard of him.
Rick Derringer.
Then does somebody say, keep on rocking?
Yeah, rock and roll hoochie-coo.
There you go.
Rick Derringer. He was in the McCoys. Hang on, Sloopy.
Okay.
Rick Derringer. He played with Johnny Winter. He played with Edgar Winter.
Mm-hmm.
Very popular guy in the mid-70s.
Yeah.
Well, there was a band out of Wisconsin who called themselves...
Rick Derringer.
Yancey Derringer.
Oh, I see.
And to make matters even worse, Rick Derringer changed the name of his band in the mid-70s to Derringer.
Now we're just getting confused.
Now we're getting confused, yes. And as you will hear, we're going to first play Yancey Derringer. And it's the same exact genre of music, too.
Wow. So you just need a new name. You just can't call yourself Derringer, even if that's your name.
Exactly. That's what I tried to tell them.
Did they listen to me? No.
No. So anyway, we're going to hear Yancey Derringer. And this is a song that I used to play every year when the Freedom Rally took place in Boston.
Okay.
I would play this song every year, and when you hear it, you'll know why. So this is Yancey Derringer, followed by Derringer featuring Rick Derringer. All right? You all set with the Derringers?
I'm good to go.
All righty, here we go.
Got it covered. We'll be right back.
So how cool is that?
Rick Derringer, an actual guitarist, takes the stage.
There you go, Mr. Rick Derringer. And that was Blazing. Beyond the Universe. And that is off of the self-titled Derringer album, yeah. Which was not his first album. It was the first album of the band called Derringer. Before that, we heard Yancey Derringer with their wonderful song Weed Burner.
Weed Burner, yes. Yeah. I didn't realize it was the title of the song. I thought you were accusing them of being weed burners.
No, he's a weed burner.
Yeah, and he it makes writes him, songs about it.
What is it? It makes me feel... It gives me insight.
He loses the thought halfway through the lyric. Makes me feel...
It gives me insight.
This song is 8 minutes long.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep on jamming. A weed burner.
Yes, Mr. Yancey Derringer. I doubt there's a guy in the band named Yancey Derringer.
Well, if your name is... I'll give you another example.
Yes.
If your name is David Jones...
You become David Bowie, right?
Yeah, you can't go on stage as David Jones because that's been taken. I'm sorry it's your name, but you're going to need something else.
Yeah, true. So,
David Bowie it is.
Well, actually, David Bowie was originally Yancey Derringer.
Was he?
He changed it.
Well, he was smart enough to change it.
Exactly.
There was already a Derringer out there.
Oh, lordy. Well, I had a point. What was my point?
I don't know. Weed Burner. Have you forgotten it already?
No, it was talking about why in the world would you release an album as Yancey Derringer in 1976.
Maybe just hoping that you could be mistaken for Rick Derringer.
Which is a valid point.
Yeah, maybe you hadn't cornered the market yet. It's like back in the days when Rush and Mahogany Rush were both out there, and it wasn't clear which one of them was going to succeed.
Both from Canada.
Yeah, Phil Marino and Mahogany Rush. Yeah. Actually,
at the same time, there was a UK band called Mahogany.
Ah.
That were like vaguely blues rocky, but a little more hippie-ish.
Wow, all these things come together.
Frank Marino, yeah.
It's funny, the band Rush is funny. They were so uncool when we were kids, and they kind of stood the test of time. I mean, this Rush is still on the air. There are still Rush fans. When was the last time you heard a Phil Marino song? Other than your radio show. Other than this radio show.
I have one right in the bag.
I believe it.
Well, I think, Rush, I think it's one of those love or hate them. Yeah. Like they have such a devoted, I'd almost call it a cult following. Like Rush fans, live and breathe by Rush.
As well they should.
And there's no casual Rush fan. It's like the Rush I like is the first album before Neil Peart when Neil they Peart, were like a heavy metal band.
Yeah.
Working Man, like that stuff. If they stayed like that, I'd play them on my show, but they didn't. And then once again, the commercial radio only plays the same like three Rush songs, which is a shame because they're still together. They're still making music. Yeah. You'll never hear it on the radio.
I was a bassist back in the day, and you can't not love Rush if you play the bass.
Yeah.
You might not always admit it, depending. You got to suss out the crowd and make sure that you're not going to get your ass kicked if you say it. But that was just a hell of a good bass player. It was Permanent Waves for me and Exit Stage Left. Those were two pretty intense Rush albums. Geddy Lee.
Yeah, me? No, it's the first album. It's Rush.
Yeah.
Although, you made me a fan of Bytor and the Snow Dog.
Bytor! Snow Dog in Defeat retreats to hell. Why were we playing Bytor in the Snow? I guess it was snow. Night.
Yeah, it was a snow thing.
Snow theme.
Yeah. Bytor!
Yeah, that's so not cool. And yet, the playing is really damn good. The voice is intolerable, but the playing is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, talk about great musicianship.
Well, that's the prog thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Totally. Speaking of prog, we are not going to hear prog at this point.
Okay.
There is another two bands who share a name with slightly different spelling.
Theme tonight is bands with the same name.
Exactly. Now, the first band we're going to hear is from Florida. Mm-hmm. They are called Wizard.
Wizard.
W-I-Z-A-R-D.
Okay.
They put out an album called The Original Wizard, because there was another U.S. band, who I don't have any recordings of, called Wizard at the same time. So they called their album The Original Wizard, even though the band stayed Wizard.
Yeah.
Then we have Roy Wood.
Kind of petulant of them.
They're like, from The Move, who helped form ELO. Left ELO after he locked horns with Jeff Lynne and formed Wizard with two Z's.
Whoa.
Wizard with two Z's were hugely popular in the UK.
Really?
Roy Wood was like, yeah.
I never heard of him.
A massive rock star. Never did anything over here. But Wizard in Florida, I really like a lot. And these guys actually went on to like become session guys and like play with different people.
Yeah.
But this is my favorite song on the album. Lyrically, I don't think it makes much sense.
It gives me inspiration.
But man, this thing, well, just listen. It's got hooks. It's just, this should have been a hit.
Okay.
Except it means absolutely nothing, and I'm sure they had absolutely no promotion. So anyway, this is Wizard from Florida with Seance.
Mother, tell me softly, you'll have something to wear. You're in something of a miracle. You'll see something and wonder. My eyes hurt from too much wonder. They see something isn't there. I am part of an infinity. I feel higher than a mountain. Bring on the seance to be enlightened. Bring on the seance to be enlightened. My friends feel imagination. They have everything to wear. They see something that is wonder. They feel high.
Bring on.
How cool was that?
That was way cool.
Now, that was either Roy Wood's Wizard, or it was Eddie and the Falcons, which is the concept band. It's like a Benny and the Jets kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie and the Falcons was a concept album that Roy Wood did of, like, classic rock stuff.
Wow.
And he did, supposedly, each song was an homage to a specific rock act. Like, he does an Elvis song, he does a Little Richard song,
okay.
He does a, not cover songs, but in the style of.
Gotcha. So which one was that?
I don't know. I haven't looked it up. I'm sorry.
I'm going to guess, I was going to say Little Richard, actually, for that one.
But. Yeah. Maybe it was. And then before that was Florida Wizard with Seance.
Do you remember,
You're not going to say anything about Florida's Seance?
Yeah, no? We'll come to the Seance, but be enlightened. do you remember the movie Wizard?
Wizards? Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, Ralph